I hate to be, considered some kind of a dummy that believes in the innocence of her clients, whatever. You know, a lot of people think that, well, you know, woman lawyer, she's bound to stupidly believe anything she's told. And I admit I'm a sort of a gullible person. But on the other hand, I've seen an awful lot of people who admitted guilt or were found guilty, and all but Randall turned out to be guilty, in my opinion. Douglas Mulder had a perfect win record. I believe he resigned from the DA's office without any defeats. That's why he's legendary. I wanted somebody else in on it, so I got Dennis interested in it, because Dennis has a lot more trial experience, and Dennis wins practically all of his jury cases. And Dennis was very enthusiastic about the Randall Adams case, because he kept saying, this is one we can win. They don't have any substantial evidence. All they've got is this David Harris.
Vidor is headquarters of the Ku Klux Klan for the state of Texas. It's a city where black people will not spend the night. Black people won't even stop there to get their car filled with gasoline. Doug Mulder had been there the week before I had and had told the people in Vidor that I was a Eastern educated civil liberties attorney and that I was down there to discredit David Harris. And then I'd been recommended to see one particular policeman who had been led to the solution of this case, and I had the impression he was the one honest policeman I could trust in Vidor. He told me that after the policeman was killed, David Harris went back to Vidor, but before he was arrested, he committed a robbery down there and had someone on the floor of a 7-Eleven type store with a shotgun at their throat.